From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith, in for David Brancaccio. Ferguson, Missouri has been dominating the news this week. Front and center in the photos and in the footage of the protests there are SWAT teams, police officers who have been trained to use special weapons and tactics. Turns out it's a kind of policing that's caught on across the country, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The first SWAT teams were created in the 1960s. Jack Green teaches criminology at Northeastern University. He says they have a simple objective.
They are there to deal with high violence, high profile situations.
Like hostage rescues. According to David Harris, who's a policing expert at the University of Pittsburgh, it used to be only big departments in big cities had SWAT teams.
Now, most departments of any size, except for the very smallest ones, have a SWAT team.
They worry about terrorism and mass shootings. But Harris says there are departments that just want to keep up with other departments.
You have situations where we wouldn't have thought in the past you needed a SWAT team. The SWAT team is there, shows up, and is ready to go.
Many police departments, Harris says, could spend more time thinking about equipment and training.
Using it in a way and only in situations where it makes sense.
Recognizing, he says, that the weapons, the uniforms, the armored vehicles all send a very powerful message. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.